Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packer fans? Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at AndyHermanNFL. Hope your weekend is going great. We are about to get into Packers minicamp week, mandatory minicamp, which doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot when basically everyone's been showing up to all the practices anyway, but we do have mandatory mini camp coming up this week. Two of those will be open to the media Tuesday and Wednesday. So we're getting closer and closer to that. And then we get a little bit of that lull period. And then again, it's going to be training camp and there's going to be joint practices and family nights and preseason games. It's going to be epic. Can't freaking wait. Of course, we go 365 days a year here at the Pack-A-Day Podcast. So if you're not subscribed yet, make sure to do so. Like, comment, give those five-star reviews. And of course, check out those Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube memberships as well. Today is one of my absolute favorite episodes of the entire year. Today, we're going to go over some of the unique personnel packages and schemes and formations and everything that Matt LaFleur and Jeff Hafley and even one for Rich Bisaccia that these guys have at their disposal with this upcoming season. And why I like it so much is all through the offseason, we sort of go which Packers are going to be back, which Packers aren't going to be back. And then some players leave via free agency. Maybe you get some trades, you get some big free agent signings. Then, of course, you transition to the draft. And then maybe you pick up another free agent here or there, like Andre Dillard this year. You get some undrafted free agents. And then all of a sudden, you've got, of course, your 90-man roster. And we kind of have an idea for what this roster might look like in the 53. But we don't always, a lot of times, take the time to actually think of, like, what is this going to look like in practice? And we go through what a potential starting lineup is going to look like. But of course, we all know that, yes, you have your starting lineup, but this is not a league where you just are like, yep, these are 11 starters and those are the 11 guys that are going to play down in and down out. You've got your quarterback, you've got your five offensive linemen, but everyone else is going to rotate a bunch at wide receiver, tight end, and running back, and they're going to use all different formations and sets. And on defense, same thing. There's going to be guys rotating up front. There's going to be different formations that they use. There's going to be some, you know, maybe nickel, big nickel. There's a lot of different things that are going to go on with Jeff Hafley and Matt LaFleur to utilize all this talent that Brian Gutekunst has brought this team. So today, we're going to go through all of these. We're going to go through all the different formations and packages that they're going to have at their disposal. And let's look at what it actually looks like and why it could be beneficial to use some of these. So let's start on offense. I'm going to go with a lesser known, or not lesser known, excuse me, lesser used formation as of late. It's been figured out a little bit at the NFL level, but that's the five wide receiver set. Now, back in the day, back kind of in that Giants, you know, when the Packers lost to the Giants in the NFC Championship game, the Corey Webster game, you know, you guys know it. We don't need to talk about it. But that season with, like, they brought in Corn Robinson midseason, they did a decent amount of five wide receiver sets through the course of that season. We haven't seen it a ton, but Green Bay has not really had a full five wide receiver group that is as talented as they have right now. And we know the players: Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, and Bo Melton. And of course, you could use a little bit of Malik Heath there as well. But they have the players that they need to run a true five wide set. Now, why would you potentially do this? Well, it could be that an opposing defense doesn't have the defensive backs to match up. But it's unlikely that they're going to go a ton of man-to-man coverage in that situation, although they could. But if they do go man-to-man, you're likely not going to have a number three or four, or maybe even five corner, at least fifth defensive back that is going to be able to match up with the, you know, Bo Meltons of the world. That is probably going to be advantage Green Bay far more often than not. You'd probably use this as more of a change up, a change of pace, where maybe you catch them off guard. Yeah, if you start putting a bunch of five wide receiver sets out there, teams are going to prepare for it and they're going to know exactly how to defend it. But I don't know, middle of the third quarter, maybe you just need a little bit of a spark. Maybe you can go five wide and maybe you can get Jordan Love in a little bit of a rhythm, and maybe you can just keep the offense on the field by doing some 2-minute type stuff, some no huddle offense. And maybe you can keep that personnel grouping out there without them being able to counter it or maybe get some substitutes in. So Green Bay could try something like that, especially with the 5 wide receivers that they have. And again, in this situation, I would go Melton, Reed, Wicks, Watson, and Dobbs as my 5 wides. But you could use Malik Heath here as well. We know Heath and even Christian Watson are very good, blocking wide receivers on the outside. You could use, Heath and Watson, and you could put, Jaden Reed right behind him, or at least in the, in the slot. And then you could, swing Reed behind him. And all of a sudden you've got Watson and Heath blocking against corners. And maybe you can pick up an easy 8 to 10, 12 yards that way with good blocking from Malik Heath and Christian Watson as well. So I do think there is some opportunity to use some 5 wide receiver sets this year. Again, you're not going to spam it. You're not going to use it a ton. But a change up here and there, absolutely, especially with the depth that Green Bay has at wide receiver. All right, let's talk about some 4 wide receiver sets. Let's start with 4 wide receivers and 1 running back. Again, a lot of different options here. Watson, Reed, Dobbs, and Wicks are probably your top option, but you could certainly get some Bo Melton in there. You could get some Malik Heath in there as well. And now you're integrating Josh Jacobs into this. And why this is even maybe a little bit better than the 5 wide set is you get a little bit more versatility. Now, with the 5 wide, one thing we didn't talk about is, if you go 5 wide and you spread everyone out, it's a tell, right? Unless you're running some sort of crazy QB draw, if you don't see a motion coming across where you can do a jet sweep or a handoff, you know it's going to be a pass play. With a running back in the game and Josh Jacobs, a couple different things. One, you now introduce the obviously ability to run the football with Josh Jacobs, but you can get play action off of that. And you still have the ability to split Josh Jacobs out wide. Now, he's not going to be as good of a wide receiver as your number 5 guy would be, as in this case, Bo Melton would be, but you still have the ability to do that. And we talk about maybe a guy running a screen behind a couple wide receivers. You can certainly still do that with a Josh Jacobs, and Josh Jacobs could still get an advantageous matchup. And you might just get a better defensive look with that running back in the field than you would even potentially if you run that 5 wide receiver set. Also, more importantly, you now have somebody to pick up a blitz. And a lot of times when you do see teams go empty, teams will start pressing those wide receivers on the outside and they'll start bringing 6 guys. You can only block 5. You've got 5 offensive linemen. There's nobody else to help. And they'll start bringing 6. And they're going to heat you up really, really fast. They're going to play those guys tight to the wide receivers. And you might not have anywhere to go with it, or they're at least going to get creative with it and try to get an open blitzer, maybe still keeping a guy over the top, but they're going to heat you up and you've got to be ready for it. But now if you've got a running back in there, you've got a guy that can be an extra, player in pass protection. That can certainly help you as well. But in this case, I think still something Green Bay could absolutely use. You probably got Jacobs in the backfield and then pick your poison with what 4 wide receivers that you want. But again, Watson, Reed, Dobbs, and Wicks probably make the most sense more often than not. Another one you could run, 4 wide receivers with a tight end. Again, pick your 4 for a wide receiver. They can go in any different direction there. Watson, Reed, Dobbs, and Wicks, again, probably make the most sense, but you could definitely get Melton or Heath in there as well. And then you've got either Luke Musgrave or Tucker Kraft that could be utilized in that situation. And this, again, now you've got a guy in the line of scrimmage that if you want to keep an extra guy in to protect, you could do so. It doesn't necessarily add to the play action sort of thing. And you definitely don't get the benefit of the doubt where you could run the football. But I'll say this one more time. If you've got a Tucker Kraft in at tight end, for example, maybe you could in those, you could see teams come out in like dime sets against that look where you've got 4 wides and Tucker Kraft in. Could you motion a Jaden Reed into the backfield in that situation? I think you could. And you don't even necessarily need to hand him the ball. Like, he can just be a decoy. Now, it's not necessarily somebody that you want picking up a blitz, but you go play action and maybe he just, sprints out wide or whatever you want him to do, just runs a check down route. But now you got to play action. You can keep Tucker Kraft into block. Everyone else gets out in their route. You can just kind of throw some different things at teams. And I really like the idea that you could go out there again with 4 wide receivers and a tight end, and they're just thinking pass, pass, pass. All of a sudden, you motion Jaden Reed into the backfield. This, again, we don't necessarily have to talk about these as core offensive concepts or things that they're going to do game in and game out. You motion Jaden Reed into the backfield, you give him a handoff, by all means, like, he could do, that a handful of times a season. I'm not saying you want to give it to Jaden Reed on a handoff 20 times a game or anything. That's a bad idea. But could you do it as a surprise here and there, as a gimmick here and there? Absolutely. And again, that could be a situation where they've got dime personnel on the field. They're expecting pass when you don't have a single running back in the game. You start with everyone out wide, and now you've got Tucker Kraft as the tight end that maybe gets matched up against a small linebacker or maybe even a corner or a safety. And now Jaden Reed's in the backfield. You can hand it to him, and you've got numbers advantage, and you've got a little bit of a strength advantage that way. Yeah, and especially if you tag team that with Malik Heath and Christian Watson and maybe Bo Melton as your wide receivers, guys that are still very good blockers, with Kraft at tight end and then Reed in the backfield. That could be something that would be really, really fun, again, as a potential change of pace. But I like the potential and the idea there to use that on a few different occasions. And then you get into your sort of 11 personnel, three wide receivers, a tight end, and a running back. You know, you could go in so many different ways here. Watson, Reed, Wicks, Watson, Reed, Melton, Wicks, Reed, Melton, which is one I actually really, really like. Dontavian Wicks, Jaden Reed, and Bo Melton all in the field. A Watson, Reed, Melton one, by the way, too. Watson, Reed, Melton, all three super fast guys. You put Musgrave in that tight end spot, and you've just got playmakers and speed at all four spots where they got to be worried about guys getting down the field. And then if they start worrying about that stuff, you can still run the football with Josh Jacobs. You've got Luke Musgrave at tight end who gives good effort there. Or you could use any of those 11 personnel packages I just mentioned with the three wide receivers and put Tucker Kraft at tight end too. Kraft gives you a little bit better of a blocking option. Jacobs should be a good pass protector out of the backfield. Again, you can run out of that situation. You can also do, again, heavy wide receiver sets. And what I mean by that is Malik Heath, Christian Watson, and then pick your other one that you want, whether it's Romeo Doubs or I like Bo Melton as a blocker. So you go, you know, Watson, Heath, and Melton as your wide receivers with Kraft as your tight end and Jacobs as your running back. You know, you feel pretty good. You can kind of motion a Malik Heath almost in as an H-back. They've done that in the past with guys like Allen Lazard. And again, now if the opposing team came out in a really small like nickel package, they've got maybe a safety like the Cowboys do, where they got that safety playing a linebacker spot, and you just have a really light defense. All right, let's run it right at them with Josh freaking Jacobs. And I think that could be something that really works well. But they have so many different options in 11 personnel with the different wide receivers that they can put in, with the two different tight ends that they can utilize, and with Josh Jacobs or even a Marshawn Lloyd or even an AJ Dillon in the backfield. I think that's sort of the cool thing that we need to remember here as well. With these 11 personnel packages, Matt could see early in the game, he could just come out with Doubs, Watson, Reed, Musgrave and Jacobs, kind of the default starting five, right? He could come out with that and he could see how they play against nickel. And if they are soft, well, then get three of your bigger wide receivers in there, get Tucker Kraft at tight end, get Josh Jacobs at running back, see if they handle it the same way. And if they do, you might just be able to run at that, you know, smaller nickel defense all day long. On the flip side, if they come out in a heavy nickel, meaning maybe they got two legitimate big linebackers in there, and maybe they've got a big nickel, meaning they've got three safeties on the field and only two corners. All right, well, now maybe we use a Christian Watson, a Bo Melton, a Dontavian Wicks sort of thing with all that speed on the field, Luke Musgrave at tight end, and still Josh Jacobs at running back. And now we've got all the speed on the field, and now maybe we can attack them in a different way that way. So those are the sort of things that you can get tells on early in the game. All right, how are they going to play us in nickel? In 11 personnel? Are they going to go nickel, big nickel? Are they going to, you know, whatever? Are they going to go dime at times? And if you see a certain matchup that you like, there are different personnel groupings that they can put in based on what the defense is doing. And that should give Green Bay a ton of different options, even as something as simple as an 11 personnel that every team uses basically the vast majority of time. It's great, but Green Bay is going to have way different versions of that dependent upon what personnel is actually in the game. Hey, friends, the NHL and NBA Finals are officially here, and we have two matchups that should be absolutely epic. We've got Connor McDavid and the Edmonton Oilers versus Sam Reinhart and the Florida Panthers, and of course, the one and only Luka Doncic and the Mavs versus Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics. I cannot freaking wait. And the main reason I am so excited is because I can't wait to get my Prize Picks lineups in for both of these incredible matchups, which of course is going to maximize my excitement. If you're not familiar with Prize Picks, you should know that one, it's America's number one fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. And in as little as 60 seconds, you can put together your Prize Picks lineup and could turn $10 into $1,000 in any single NHL or NBA Finals game this summer. And I know what some of you are already thinking. You'll probably pick Luka Doncic, and he's probably going to get hurt. Well, guess what? Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If you have a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't return in the second, Prize Picks has your back, and that will not count as a loss. This week, I'm going to be looking at PJ Washington and Derek White in the Celtics-Mavs matchups and Leon Draisaitl for the Oilers against the Panthers. While you're thinking about who you're going to pick, just remember that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Another fun one. Could you do some three wide receivers and two tight ends? Now, this gets us back a little bit to the, you know, sort of four wide receivers and one tight end. But this is another interesting one. You've got Kraft and Musgrave at tight end, and then you've got three wide receivers. All right, so again, we could go back to this where maybe you've got Watson and Heath, your blocking guys. And again, Watson's so great in the respect that he's such a good blocking wide receiver. Plus, he has the ability to get down the field and he can make plays after the catch. This is why Christian is so important when he is out there and healthy. But you've got those two big blocking wide receivers in the game. You've got two tight ends in the game. Maybe again, your other guy is a Jaden Reed. Can you motion him into the backfield and just make it look like it's a one running back, two tight end, two wide receiver sets? And again, then you see how the defense plays against that. If they come out and they are very, very light, maybe we run it a couple times with Jaden Reed. Or if they're very heavy, maybe we spread them out and see if we can get a mismatch on a linebacker or a safety with a Reed or a Watson or a Musgrave or a Kraft, and see who can win in those situations. And this is what Matt is so good at, is figuring out what you're going to throw at his different personnel packages and then calling plays and putting the right personnel in to counter whatever it is that you're going to do. And again, they will have a ton of options, even if they run something like three wide receivers, two tight ends, where you could put a Jaden Reed in the backfield if you wanted to. Another fun one, three wide receivers, two running backs. This is another really fun one. And I think here, you've got your two running backs, meaning I think Josh Jacobs and Marshawn Lloyd. So you've got two playmakers. I think you can do some of the pony personnel. Now, a lot of times with that, you're going to use a tight end sometimes, right? So you're going to use a Musgrave or a Kraft, but you could go three wide. You could split everyone out, and you could have a run left where Jacobs is your lead blocker, or run right where Lloyd is your lead blocker. Probably not doing that a ton. You could do it with clearly AJ Dillon as well, which they've done in the past. That hasn't worked quite as well. I think one of the reasons that the pony hasn't worked quite as well in the past is because they haven't necessarily honored AJ Dillon as kind of anything, as a good enough blocker, or certainly as a good enough pass catcher out of the backfield. I've talked about the Marshawn Lloyd play in the past where I think it was in previously with South Carolina, where they faked the handoff to the other running back. In this case, it's Josh Jacobs with Marshawn Lloyd lined up to the right, and you fake to Josh Jacobs. Lloyd's coming this way to block, and then he takes off up the seam with your wide receivers on the outside running go routes, and then he can kind of come in behind that, and there's that gap in the middle, and you can hit that that wheel up the slot. Like, there could be some opportunities to hit that there too. And I think, again, Josh Jacobs could probably be used as a lead blocker on a couple different occasions if you wanted to, or maybe you do try AJ Dillon with those sort of looks. But I think there's some opportunities with three wide receivers and two running backs to do some creative things with those type of sets as well. Same thing where you could split all five guys out, or maybe you have a Malik Heath that goes in as like an H-back. Like, you could do so many different things with that type of personnel grouping. We're still on offense here, right? Two wide receivers, two tight ends, and a running back. These are pretty self-explanatory. You've got, maybe Watson and Dobbs, or Watson and Reed, or whoever you want as your wide receivers. Musgrave and Kraft at tight end, and Josh Jacobs at running back. That's going to be a set that we see a ton of. I also think you could do a little bit of Watson and Heath, again, your two best blocking wide receivers, with Kraft and Sims, meaning, Tucker Kraft is your overall tight end. Sims is more of your blocking tight end. And then Josh Jacobs as running back. And again, if they are going to play your two tight end sets still in nickel, all right, let's give them our two best blocking tight ends, our two best blocking wide receivers, and put Josh Jacobs in the game. If they're light, we like running Josh Jacobs, especially against or especially with a formation where we have a ton of blocking ability. And you might say, well, Andy, that could be a tell then. All right, well, then we're going to run some play action off of it. If it starts being that, like, all right, we're going to run these two, you know, good run blocking tight ends and two, you know, good run blocking wide receiver. I don't have any issue, by the way, with Kraft being the tight end, Sims being the tight end. Both those guys are good pass catchers. So is Malik Heath. So is Christian Watson. And so is Josh Jacobs out of the backfield. I'm not sacrificing here. Yes, that is a more run-oriented two tight end set with those two wide receivers and that running back. But I don't feel like there's anything I can't do. And also, if I wanted to split all five of those out, I could do Kraft and Sims still, Jacobs out. I could do Watson and you still have Malik Heath. You can split those guys out wide. And obviously it becomes even more fun if it is Josh Jacobs, Luke Musgrave, and Tucker Kraft with whatever two wide receivers that you want. Because now you have, again, the ability really to spread everyone out or just keep Jacobs in the backfield as a blocker. But Kraft and Musgrave can certainly be used as like almost inline wide receivers as well. So again, tons of versatility and tons of options for Matt LaFleur. Could go with some two wide receiver, one tight end, two running back sets. So just your two wide receivers, one tight end. This is the pony personnel that we talked about before, but instead of three wide receivers, you've got two wide receivers and one tight end. Probably a little bit more likely. Jacobs and Lloyd in the backfield, maybe a Watson and a Reed at wide receiver, and then either a Luke Musgrave or a Tucker Kraft at tight end. They could definitely go with some one wide receiver, two tight end, two running back sets. I love Christian Watson with the one wide receiver sets. I think that's your best option. You could go Musgrave and Kraft. This is when we talked about Jacobs and Lloyd. Oh, no, sorry, this is two tight end. So one wide receiver, two tight end, two running backs. So you could go double running backs with Jacobs and Lloyd, Musgrave and Kraft at tight end with Watson at wide receiver. Or again, you could go bigger with Watson at wide receiver, still for that deep threat. Kraft and Sims as your tight end and Jacobs and Dylan as your running back. And again, now you've got some interesting looks that you can give to where Dylan's almost used as your fullback. Jacobs is your running back. And then Kraft and Sims, your better run blocking tight ends. And you still have Christian Watson, still a lot of play action stuff that you can run out of that as well. How about a one wide receiver, three tight end, one running back set? Christian Watson, again, I love as the wide receiver here. You can go Sims, Kraft, and Musgrave at tight end with Jacobs in the backfield. This gives you great versatility. Tons of play action opportunities because, again, Kraft and Musgrave are threats going to be, you know, down the field and run after the catch. Christian Watson certainly still a threat here. Josh Jacobs out of the backfield. And then, you know, even Ben Sims is kind of the sneaky guy here that maybe teams aren't accounting for as much. So I definitely think they can go with some three tight end set looks here with one wide receiver and one running back. How about a running back, a fullback, two tight ends, and a wide receiver? You got Christian Watson, Josh Jacobs as running back, Henry Pearson as your fullback, and then Sims and Kraft as your tight ends. You've got your two best blocking tight ends. You could certainly go Musgrave and Kraft here as well. Pearson as your fullback, Jacobs as your running back, more of a power run look. And again, a lot of play action opportunities here as well with those two tight ends. I still think Sims and Kraft both are going to be, you know, sort of those threats on the rollouts and the bootlegs, the one tight end to the flat, the one running the deep crosser. And then of course you've got Watson down the field and it's just a level, right? You look deep to Watson, nope. You look the deep crosser to Musgrave or Kraft, nope. And then you look in that intermediate to either a Tucker Kraft or a Ben Sims, somebody there, and you take that. And if not, you just throw the ball away. You can, you know, there's a lot of options with that sort of play too. But I think with the fullback in the backfield, we know that Josh Jacobs ran behind a fullback a lot with the Raiders. That could be something that Green Bay tries here as well. And then, of course, you've got your U-Bacon, your extra offensive lineman, one wide receiver, one running back, two tight ends. I think you go Watson, Jacobs in the backfield. I like Sims and Kraft in this situation, again, with the two tight ends and the extra offensive lineman. The big question is, who's your extra offensive lineman? I've been dying for some Caleb Jones. They've never done it. Travis Glover would be a really fun option. If Jordan Morgan is the guy on the bench, it could be Jordan Morgan. If Sean Ryan's the guy on the bench, it could be a Sean Ryan. You could go a variety of different guys here, but using that extra offensive lineman, I really like Travis Glover as an option here as well. But using that extra offensive lineman as more of that Mahler kind of, you know, just basically kind of putting that Mercedes Lewis type in, if we're being honest here, but it gives you that additional option. I think if it is somebody like a Jordan Morgan, you know, he has the ability athletically to get down the field and maybe even catch a pass if you're trying to run a trick play or some sort of play action concept in the red zone. Just gives, again, Matt a ton of options and a ton of versatility with these different looks on offense. So all of these, whether it's five wides, four wides, three wides, two wide, one wide, I guess I didn't put a three tight end, two running back set, but I guess theoretically they could try something like that as well. But all of these have good options for Matt. Like it would be difficult for you to try to put, you know, together, unless it's like an extra offensive lineman, four tight end set, you know, with Tyler Davis coming in or something. Like, yeah, outside of that, you probably have just about any option or any offense that you want to run. Green Bay is going to have some really fun options along with it. Let's go to defense. Not quite as many on defense, but let's just go through some of these kind of standard looks. In our 4-3, you know, you've got Rashawn Gary, Preston Smith, and again, we can rotate in Enagbare, LVN as well. Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt, defensive tackle. If you want Slayton, if you want Carl Brooks in any of these, that's certainly well within the realm of possibility. You've got Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, and I actually like Tyron Hopper in the 4-3. I think Hopper, Walker, and Cooper in the 4-3 could be a very good linebacker trio, and I think it kind of makes sense logistically. And certainly with speed to use those three, Jair. And then for this, I'm just going to say cornerback number two. If it's Stokes, it's Stokes. If it's Valentine, it's Valentine. If somebody else, it's somebody else. But Jair and whoever ends up winning cornerback two, and then Bullard and McKinney at safety. They could, by the way, because this defense is versed in it, at any given moment against any given team, if they wanted to throw a changeup, they could still do a little bit of 3-4. You know, they have a full team that's basically utilized this in the past. If they wanted to confuse a team for a quarter and go 3-4 instead of 4-3, maybe they could do something. You've got Clark, Slayton, and Wyatt along the defensive line. Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith as your edge rushers. Quay Walker and Edgerrin Cooper at linebacker. Jair in corner two. And then Bullard and McKinney at safety. You could certainly try something like that. How about a 5-2? This is a defensive, if you're, you know, getting gashed in the run game, they're going a lot of power run. Maybe you're going against San Francisco, something like that. Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, TJ Slayton, Devontae Wyatt, and Preston Smith along the defensive front. Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker at linebacker. Jair in corner two and Bullard and McKinney at safety. A 5-1, that penny package that Green Bay ran some of last year. I don't expect to see it as much with Halfley, but maybe it's something that LaFleur liked and maybe they throw it in there every once in a while. Preston Smith, Kenny Clark, TJ Slayton, Devontae Wyatt, Rashawn Gary on that defensive front. Quay Walker or maybe Edgerrin Cooper at linebacker. Jair, corner two, and probably Keyshawn Nixon as your corner. And then Bullard and McKinney at safety. How about a general nickel, a 4-2-5? Rashawn Gary, Devontae Wyatt, Kenny Clark, maybe LVN. We'll try LVN in this specific one. Maybe he steps up as a pass rusher this year. Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker as your linebackers. Jair, corner two, and Nixon as your corners with McKinney and Bullard as your safeties. How about a big nickel? Rashawn Gary, maybe an LVN again as your edges, or maybe LVN could kick inside. Carl Brooks could go inside. You could do so many different things here. We'll say Wyatt and Clark again as your defensive tackles. Cooper and Walker at linebacker. Jair in corner two with Javon Bullard then in the slot as your big nickel with McKinney and then Evan Williams as your safeties. That could certainly work. How about a 1-5-5? I always love a good 1-5-5. Kenny Clark is your lone defensive tackle, maybe lined up right over the center. Then you've got Rashawn Gary, LVN, Edgerrin Cooper, Quay Walker, and Tyron Hopper all just amoebaing it, meaning they're all just standing up, moving around. And you don't know what guys are going to come from what direction. And you've got two pure pass rushers, and you're probably going to rush Gary from somewhere. But LVN and Cooper and Walker and Hopper, you could put all four back in coverage and just rush two. You could bring all four of them and you could rush five. Like you could do, all five of them and rush six. Like you could do so many different things. That's kind of the fun of that look. But, you know, you could just bring Clark and drop the other four. You could do so many different things with that sort of look. And with three fast, good blitzing linebackers in Walker, Hopper, and Cooper, it gives you a ton of versatility. You could just rush three, right? With Rashawn Gary and LVN crashing the edges, if they end up there, with Kenny Clark running over the nose, you drop your other three in coverage, meaning Cooper, Walker, and Hopper. You still got your three corners. In this case, we'll say Jair, corner two, and Javon Bullard. I really like. If you're going to have five guys standing up and only one defensive tackle, I kind of like the big nickel in this situation with Javon Bullard in the slot, and then Jair in corner two on the outside with McKinney and Williams as your safeties. Again, you could also have Bullard then is kind of standing up too. He could be another guy that blitzes, and you could have Bullard blitzing off the slot with Gary and LVN coming, Kenny Clark coming, and then you drop those three linebackers in Hopper and Walker and Cooper. Like, just so many different options with that sort of amoeba style defense where you don't know who's going to blitz, who's going to rush. And, you know, it probably Kenny is going to come, but you don't know anything else. I think Jeff Hafley could have some really fun stuff planned with that style of defense. You have your true dime defense, Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith along the edges, Clark and White on the defensive tackle side. I kind of like Edgerrin Cooper. We'll see if that could eventually be Cooper. It probably starts as a Quay Walker. In your true dime, where it's more obvious passing situations, I like Stokes and Valentine on the outside with Jair and Nixon in the slot, and then McKinney and Bullard as your safeties. And then you could even have some situations where it's like clear end of game, obvious pass situations only, where you've got your best four pass rushers, whoever you want it to be. Like, maybe you have Gary and Smith with LVN and Wyatt, or LVN and Brooks, or LVN and Clark, whatever you think are your four best pass rushers. Get those guys in on the front. You could have Ketanil Adapo play that linebacker role in a true, like, we're talking like it's fourth and 20. We know they're going to pass, and we just want as many coverage guys on the field as possible. All right, let's get our four best pass rushers up front. Let's get Ketanil Adapo as our linebacker here. And then Valentine and Stokes on the outside, Jair and Nixon in the slot with McKinney and Bullard at safety. Now you're getting seven defensive backs on the field with four of your best pass rushers. Get after the quarterback with your four, cover with your seven defensive backs elsewhere. You could have some fun with that too. So all different opportunities. And again, with any of these, again, your defensive front at edge, you can use Gary, you can use Preston, you can use Enigbare, you can use LVN. Defensive tackle, you can use Slayton, Clark, Wyatt, Wooden, Brooks, like, and even LVN kicking inside. At your off-ball linebacker, yeah, you have Quay and you have Cooper, but you also have Tyron Hopper. You have Isaiah McDuffie, who could be useful in some sets. Eric Wilson's been getting some looks in base defense in OTA so far. At corner, you have Stokes and Valentine and Ballantyne and Jair and so many of these guys you can play outside. In the slot, in obvious pass situations, you could use Jair in the slot. You could put Keyshawn Nixon there. You could put Javon Buller there. You could put Evan Williams there. You could put Kalen King there. You've got a lot of different options in the slot. We've seen Corey Ballantyne get some time in the slot. That's another interesting one. And then at safety, you've got all these different safety types. Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, Xavier McKinney, Ketanil Adapo, Anthony Johnson Jr. All these different types that can be used in so many different ways. And that's the beauty of both the offense and the defense, is there are so many of these players that can do so many unique things that you don't have to, even within your 11 personnel package, you can have like seven different versions of your 11 personnel package because of all the different types you have at running back, at tight end, and at wide receiver. On defense, your nickel can look vastly different depending on what defensive tackles you put in, depending on what edge rushers you put in, what linebackers you put in, who you put as your slot. It can look so different. It's a nickel, yes, but there's like 20 different ways that Jeff Hafley could run a nickel defense with this particular group of players. That's what makes this so fun. And then one other one to throw out there for you too, a Rich Bisaccia one. I really like the idea. We talked about this a little bit with Justice Mosqueda the other day of like, hey, you might need to put two kick returners back there. Assuming the fumble thing is cured and it's no longer an issue, and we don't have to worry about it with Marshawn Lloyd, putting Keyshawn Nixon and Marshawn Lloyd back there as your two returners, I think is going to give you a dynamic returner anytime either of those guys touches the ball. So if it does end up being a situation where you need to put two back there, I would love to see Marshawn Lloyd be the guy that wins that job next to Keyshawn Nixon. All right, lots of different options. These are all fun things to think about. Just with even within those personnel packages, the different plays that you can call out of each of those, the play actions on offense, the blitzes on defense. The world is literally Jeff Hafley and Matt LaFleur's oyster right now. They have all the utensils that they need at their disposal to be dangerous at any given moment. And that, to me, is really what's going to be the strength of this football team, is you don't know what is going to hit you at any given moment, and LaFleur and Hafley are going to have everything at their disposal. That's going to do it for me today. Shout out to our Hall of Fame and All-Pro members, Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Shea Dad, Brandon Paletta, Jennifer Wright, Boom Handle, Donna Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Bremen, Dan Miller, Alex Huang, and Arnaldo Espinoza. I want to hear from you. Let me know what your best and most, formation and player personnel package that you're most looking forward to on defense, and which one you're most looking forward to on offense. We'd love to hear from you all. I will see you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go.